In the name of Jesus, amen. Someday, maybe soon, my grandmother will die. She isn't going to pass away. We aren't going to lose her. She will die. And the earth will be rent asunder, and her body will be laid to rest in that narrow chamber, safe in peaceful sleep, until the Lord's appearing. 3 times I've done this with my grandparents, and unless the Lord returns soon, I'm afraid I will have to do it twice more when my own parents die. And the ground will be opened again and again as they are laid to rest beside my brother. So many of you have done the same. You've buried a grandparent, a parent, a spouse, and in the most horrific of circumstances, one of your own children. And that unanswerable question surges up from the depths of your soul, and it bursts forth in anguish. Why, Lord, why? You see the agony and the mourning and the tears, and you wonder how that hole within is ever going to be filled. To the point that you may be afraid that every time you walk through these doors, that all you will see is a box here, draped much like this. And you think you will only be able to remember your loved one that way. Or you're certain that the blessed dead one is still with you. You're sure that you heard him in the house, or you spoke to her before realizing that she's no longer there. And you don't know what to do, and you don't know what to say, and you don't know how to explain it. And it gets harder and harder to trust in the Lord's promises the longer it goes on. And some of you may start to wonder why you are still alive, why the Lord hasn't taken you too to be with him in the indescribable light of the glory of the Lord. We've forgotten, haven't we? You hear the promises of the Almighty Lord, but you start to wonder if they apply to you. You think that he may have left you. He may have forgotten you, or God forbid that he's punishing you. Hear what the Lord Christ says to you today. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This is no patronizing pat on the head. This is no flip saying. This is the promise of your dead and risen Lord Christ. But when will that comfort come, you ask? When will my mourning be over? And the truth is frightening. Because your mourning may never end in this life. You may sorrow until your own death or the Lord himself returns. Because our own world itself is dying. Creation mourns the continuing onslaught of death and suffering. The earth quakes, floods arise, fires burn, droughts destroy, loved ones die. All of this is the result of sin, the same sin that brought death into your life, and the same sin that will one day claim yours. But your Lord Christ promises you, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. These words are for you. You will be comforted in Christ, for he is the one who mourns for you. He is the one who became meek, that you may inherit the new heavens and the new earth. He is the one who became poor in spirit for you, that you would receive the kingdom of heaven. On a Sunday morning long ago, the Apostle John led his exiled congregation in a liturgy not terribly different than the one we sing today. And in the midst of that weekly service, as they prayed and sang and received the body and blood of Christ, as was their custom, St. John heard a loud voice like a trumpet, and it said, "Write what you see." And in the midst of that vision, St. John sees the eternal reality. "I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" There is your promise. There is your comfort. All of the blessed dead, all of those who've died in the faith, all of those who have gone before with the mark of the Holy Cross placed upon them in their baptisms. Not just your own families, parents and grandparents and spouses and so on, but all of the faithful. Those who brought the faith to our shores, those who confessed faithfully before kings, the martyrs, the apostles, the prophets, Bernard, Jacobs, Walther, Luther, Ignatius, Perpetua, John, Peter, Elijah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Solomon, David, Moses, Abraham, Sarah, Adam, Eve. They are before the Lord even now, awaiting that day when our Lord Christ returns to call their bodies forth that they may cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb." For that is your future, my fellow believers in Christ. This is what all of creation strains toward. This is the promise, and this is the place prepared for you. It is eternal, it is beautiful beyond description, and it is for you. Until that day comes and the Lord returns, you still wait with bated breath, don't you? And you still wonder why you're alone. You wonder why you suffer. You wonder why you mourn, why you cry, why your body is broken. Remember what your Lord Christ has done for you, though. Remember that He took up your suffering. He took up your pain. He took up your sin. He took up your doubt. He took up your struggle to live without the one you love. And He carried all of those things to Golgotha on His cross. And He bled for them and He suffered for them so that you would not suffer eternally. And He carried your hurts and your thoughts into His tomb and He left them there when He arose on Easter. And when His perfection and His righteousness was poured upon you in your baptism, He took away all of those things. He writes your name in His book of life, and He prepares that place for you and for all those who are now His. Those who died in the faith now rest with Him in His presence. And the writer to the Hebrews reminds you about what being in Christ's presence means. That we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses in Christ's presence. And that presence is here today, in this place. As humble as it may seem, this moment, this divine service, this gathering of the Lord's house spans across time and space, for the Almighty Lord and God of all creation is here. Your crucified and risen Christ is present among us, hidden in bread and in wine, hidden in spoken word, hidden in water, yet present in his majestic glory all the same, flanked here by the four living creatures, surrounded here by the angels, circled endlessly here by the seraphim and the cherubim as they sing their unending praise, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth." And with them are the dead in Christ. There with Christ, because heaven is where Christ is, right? And Christ is present here upon this altar. Draw near to the Lord, for the Lord is present for you. Be comforted that the Lord is present here for you. And because he is present, the whole company of heaven is present too, rejoicing in his eternal victory. And so this Eucharist, this Lord's Supper, is called a foretaste of the feast to come, because in this holy meal we have a glimpse of what St. John saw in his revelation. Listen to his promise for you. Hear what he says about your Lord Jesus and where he has gathered your blessed dead. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This promise isn't just for your loved ones in Christ. This promise is for you too. This is your future. This is your eternal reality. Indeed, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This promise is yours. Until our Lord returns and gathers you into the new heavens and the new earth, you are comforted here in his eternal presence for you, with all the saints who from their labors rest. Amen.